Okay, today's daf is Ma'aseres daf Chav Zayin, and we are on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph on top, and we are about to comment on the Mishnah. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that this is about to make a comment on the end of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah said that I could bring down for my animal without being Ma'aser by the last case of it's not being considered Achilas Keva. It's an Acharuvin, the Caribs, until they're gathered into the a pile on the head on the top of the roof, is not considered Gemar Malacha, and therefore more the behema you could bring down to your behema, and you'll be putter because you're going to give back the leftover. The question is, why did the Mishnah Dafka say that you could give to your behema? What about your own Achilas Arai? Why did I just say that? It basically is trying to teach me that you could eat Arai. It's not, there's no Gemar Malacha until you bring it into the pile. So why did it say that you could eat it up there on the roof? So Gemara says, oh, it's just a little side point derech eretz. It's tani, she'ein shivcho shal tamar chacham lios ochel bashuk. Right, it's not appropriate for a Talmud Chacham to eat bashuk, shuk in an open place, and the roof is also considered an open place, and therefore it doesn't want to give an example of something that is not derech eretz. Kahada, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, aviyachol b'shuka. Like Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon was one time eating in the shuk. I guess it wasn't so famous, a non-derech eretz idea. And he was eating in the shuk. Chamte, Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir sees him, amar lei, b'shuk adacha, what are you doing? You eating in the shuk? Ubatal garme. And he stopped. And he stopped because in Marafolda, umana atzmo milachol subashuk. He didn't eat anymore in the shuk. He realized that it's not something that that he should be doing. Did he stop that time? I guess. I mean, it says batal me'achilaso, Rechai Kadievsky says. And then Marafolda says su, like he didn't do it anymore. I don't know if he had finished, but that is the Gemara. The Rambam, I think we mentioned this a few days ago also, or last week, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos talks about the appropriate eating of a Talmud Chacham, but not just eating, the appropriate behavior. The Rambam says in Perek Chamishi of Hilchos Deos, Kishem Shachacham Nikar, Bechachmaso Ubidei Osav, who moved al behem Mishar Ha'am, just like a Chacham is Nikar in his wisdom and in his Midos. The Rambam's Deos means Midos, even though it's just like he's different, that he's Nikar and separated. So too, so you know that that's obvious in his wisdom and in his Midos. But he's also Nikar and different in all of his physical actions of this world. Kach Torach Shei Nikar B'maisav, B'ma'achalo, first one, U'B'mashkeyu, eating and drinking, U'B'b'ilaso, with his wife, U'B'asiyas Trachav, U'B'diburo, U'B'hilucho, U'B'malbusho, U'B'kilko Dvarav, U'B'maso, U'B'matano. The Rambam says everything, and he goes through each of these. Eating, drinking, speaking, being with one's wife, walking, dressing, business, everything. Every single area of a Talmud Chacham's life is different than someone else's. How they act, a finer way to behave. And all of his actions shall be appropriate and fine and on a higher level. Ketzad. And then the first thing, because the first on the list was the eating. So the first example the Rambam gives is the eating. Ketzad. Talmud Chacham lo yehe gargaron. He shouldn't be a gargaron. He shouldn't be a glutton at eating so much and so much, even though it's all mutter. Right, obviously like a Ketoshim Tiyu type of idea. Ela ochel ma'achal ha-ra'ui la'havros gufo. Eat enough to stay healthy. V'lo yachav menu achila gasa. V'lo yehe rodef l'malos bitno. Shouldn't be running. Ki'ilu shem mismalin mimachal mashke acha tafak kresan. Until your stomach bloats. V'yaleim furush b'kapala. I quote Tzapasik. V'heim omrim achol v'shaso ki machar namus. Don't be like those people who say, eat and drink because tomorrow we die. V'zehu machal rishayim. V'shulchanos elu heim shegina akasev. V'yamar ki kol shulchanos malo ki tsoa b'li mako. Aval chacham. Eino ochel ela tavshel echad oshnayim. V'ochel mimenu kidechaya v'dayo. You don't have to eat. You don't have to take every single type of meat at the smorgasbord. Ukshachacham ochal ma'ad zeha roilo. And so that's in terms of the amount. That's quantity. So now, what about quality? I guess derech. Even and what he eats lo yochlenu ela bebeso al shulchano. You don't eat outside on the run. Eat at home on your table. So that's interesting. Both. You could eat like standing by the refrigerator and eating for a while. So the Rambam says, no, it's not a way of a Talmud Chacham. You take on your plate, you go sit down at the table and you eat. It takes a lot of willpower to do beso al shulchano. Lo yochal bechanus v'lo b'shuk elo l'fitzara gadol. Kedishli yizgane b'freya brios. People shouldn't look down upon you. I guess it's a type of eating that people wouldn't look down upon. Maybe it's not. Vein ray lo lechol al besuda shal mitzvah bilvad. Then he says, maybe only a suda's mitzvah. Wow. Okay, and then he continues. The whole three halachas here about eating. So that relates to this. That's the shalach of the Tamach Chacham, not to eat pashuk. All the Rishonim discuss I'll read it from Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem says, the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem discusses, does this apply? The Gemara here says, ain't shevach of a Tamar Chacham. Ain't shevach of a Tamar Chacham to eat bashuk. But if you look in the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem, says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, ha'ochel bashuk. If anyone eats in the shuk, doesn't say Tamar Chacham, ha'ochel bashuk, or is it doma lekelev? The yesh omrim shepasa leidus. Wow, that's pretty strong. Amar vidi baravin, halacha ki yesh omrim. Why you pasaleitus if you just eat pashuk? If you have a, says Rashi, the kivach einam in a yishuv, since you're not acting appropriately, ein makpit al atzmo, you're not pakpit on yourself, you don't have any conscience, vein lo boshes panim, vein ocha bashuk, ho vein makpit al kfod, vein a bosh lazalzel, batzmo vili pasal. Okay, Tosfos here wonders, is it everyone or is it a Tamar Chacham? Right, that's the Tosfos. Pierce pakotra, so vein a makpit, vechulu. The pierce vein a chananel, where's the kasha? The kasha. Amai pasul la'edus ha'amrinan bi Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi. Are Yerushalmi? Yesterday we had a discussion in the Ramban in Bamitzia. Yudalev quoted Are Yerushalmi. So here's again Tosfos. It says in Yerushalmi, Reb Shimon Berebi havi achel bashuka. Chazi the Remeir Amarlo ain't shavach l'tabel lechel bashuk. Mashpat de la'acher ain't peida. So he quotes Yerushalmi that says, what are you eating? It's not shavach for a tabel chacham to eat bashuk. Sounds like everybody else is okay. So how could this Gemara say, if you're in the shuk, you're anybody? No, it's okay to eat yourself, but if you're grabbing other food and you're eating like a glutton, that's the problem. It's a chiddush if you grab other people's food in the shuk and eat it. You're a goslin. You're not puzzled to eat this because you ate in the shuk, because you stole. The yesh lomar shechotif pachos mishaver pruta. Okay, if you stole something very little, then it wouldn't be a gezel problem, but it would be a derech eretz problem. Okay, Rabbi Tam Pirish de ochel bashuk de ochel suda de pas to gnai yoser. Maybe bread is the issue, right? If you have a according to Rabbi Tam, it sounds like if it's snacking a little bit, what's normally having a bag of potato chips, so then that's not what the Gemara is talking about. But if it's a bread meal, so then eating a hamburger, a sandwich on the run, so that's what's worse. I think I mentioned the story of Rabbi Victor Miller. Someone was asking Rabbi Victor Miller, he said, if you eat in the shuk, you're like a dog. So, and maybe added. Bitter Top says, bread. What if you eat a cookie? Pass of a kiss, it's not pass. What do you pass of a kiss? He says, okay, then you're like a puppy. Right? He says then you're, maybe a puppy. Okay. Anyway, that's a classic Rabbi Victor Miller, line. Okay, we continue next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, we referenced this Mishnah once before. As we know, Chatzar is one of the six events that are Kovei Lamaisras Midrabanan. So, what type of Chatzar are we talking about? Ve'ezehi Chatzar she chayeves b'maisras. Which type of Chatzar are we talking about? And again, this Pashas is Drabanan. Pashas is Drabanan. Mida Oraisa, we saw there's a machlokas. We had that twice already, I think. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that Chatzar is an expansion of bias, and it's Kovei even de Oraisa. But Rabbi Yochanan says not, and that's how Pashas Chatzar, the Rambam says, is Kovei de Rabbanan. Pashas, all these ideas are Kovei de Rabbanan. Tosfos says it also. Tosfos says in Nida Daf Mem Zayin, where this Mishnah is brought, Nida on Daf Mem Zayin, Tosfos there says Daraisa Darabana. This is Darabana. So which Chatzar is Kovei Lamaisus? Rabbi Yishmael Omer. As the Gemara will say, all of these pshatim, all of these opinions are explaining what is the connection, or you could say, what's the real definition of a house, and therefore Chatzar is an expanded or an extension of that definition. What makes a house a house? Right, we're going to talk about it. Is it that it's private? Is it that it's protected? is it that it's secure? So whichever, they're all true, but which one is the defining one that Chatzar could take that attribute and also be Koveya? So which one? So Rabbi Yisrael Amar, Chatzar Atzuris. Shakhelim Nishmarim Besocha. Chatzar Atzuris, Atzuri Chatzar, that Kalim are guarded. What does that mean? The Mefarshim explained, there's a guard. There's a guard at the door. There's a guard buso. There's the your kalim are protected. Or the marafolda hayu moshi in sur hayu moshivin shomer be pesach achatzer. They used to put a shomer there. Right, that's a chatzer tzuris. Your kalim are guarded. A chatzer hamish tameres, as it's called. It's number one. Rabbi Akiva Omer kol she echad poseach vechad noel petura. If even if there's a shomer. Even if there is a guard, if you're not the only one with the key, then that's not good enough, right? If I could open it and you could close it, and we're at least two people that have rights here, so then that's not that's meaning privacy, right? That's not good enough. That's not good enough because it is not doesn't have the bias private element. Look at the marafold. There are two houses for two people going into the chatzer. One person can open the door, one person can close the door. And when one locks it, the other one can open it. Right? So that's a chatzer mishtameres because you can open it and close it at any time. The Bava Basra. So Rabbi Shmuel says it has to be guarded with a guard. Rabbi Akiva says no. Even if it's guarded, let's say a guard will make sure that nobody besides these two owners come in. That's not good enough. It's not good enough. It has to be private. Interesting. Opening and locking are both significant acts in terms of kinyan. In terms of kinyan. Right, this Gemara, which says what they're both there because that's a significant act. Maybe this is also why the Mishnah discusses this. We know Kinyan Chazaka, one of the most fascinating and interesting Chazakas to talk about. We know most other Chazakas, most other Kinyanim have a specific act you need to do. Mashiach is you pull, Hagbah is you pick up. Kinyan Chatzer is Kinyan Chatzer. It's in my Chatzer. What are the types of Kinyanim there? Si Tumta, maybe is whatever the Minag Hasochrim is. What about Chazaka? What's Kinyan Chazaka? It's 100 things. You could do a Kinyan Chazaka. Digging, putting up a fence. Noal Godar Uparatz is the language of the Mishnah in Bava Basra. Noal Godar Uparatz. You're putting up a, locking a door. Opening a door. So locking and opening. So machlokas rishonim. Some say it doesn't mean locking. It means putting on a new lock. Right? But other rishonim say it means locking a door. Who locks a door? A bailam. So here in our Mishnah, if you have two people doing that, so that shows it's not a chatzer, not a private chatzer. Because two different people could do the opening and the closing, which are acts that in a different context are considered a Kenyan chazaka. What's the connection between all of those acts? Kinyan Chazaka, how could the same, two opposite acts both be a Kinyan Chazaka? Right? Both locking and unlocking, in a way. Or putting up a fence or putting down a fence. So we described, Kinyan Chazaka is Horaz Bailus. It's an expression of Bailim. Right? Doing something to act like an owner makes you an owner. That's the secret of Kinyan Chazaka. And therefore, there are a lot of things an owner does. Sometimes, you know, opposite. And depending on who you're being kohen from, remember that Rambam? The Rambam is mechalek between whether spreading out fruit in a field is considered a Kinyan Chazaka. One place the Rambam says yes, one place the Rambam says no. You have to do a Maisa Bukufa Karka. What's the difference? So the first and the Magen Mishnah there, others explain, when the Rambam is talking about where you're buying it from Hefker or from a ger that died, then you could just spread out your fruit because there's no competing bailus. You're just getting it. But if you're getting it from someone, it might be harder. Right, in order to get it be koned from you, then just putting out my fruit maybe isn't good enough. I have to do a maisa begufa karka. I have to dig, right? Unless it's things that you usually don't do a maisa. How are you koned a parking lot? Right, is driving your car there driving all your cars on the parking lot, is that good enough? Or you have to put up a fence around the parking lot, unless you use a shtar for karka. So different types of kinyanim derech kinyanim in chazaka. But again, this. Shita Rabbi Akiva maybe reminds us a little bit of that. Because again, if anybody, at least two different people could open and close the doors, so then that is not a private enough of a chatzer in order for the halacha of chatzer being kovei lemaisers in order for that to work. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, kol she'ein adam bosh milochal besocha chayeves. As we said before. No, usually most people, maybe in the days of old, had different levels, standards of eating. And if it's not private enough to eat in alone, so then that is not, considered public. But if a person would eat in it, they're not embarrassed to eat and they consider it private, then that's chayav. Remember, we connected this from Nechemya to an earlier day of, I think it was Rabbi Yehuda, right? If the Amaretz is walking by and he gives food to people sitting in the doorway, if it's other people, then they're potter, but the owner, if he turns away and eats privately, so one of the days there was that we connected that Rabbi Yehuda to this Rabbi Nechemya. Okay, so meaning he's into privacy, not just security. That's Rabbi Nechemya's reflection. Privacy. I want to eat in private. Doesn't matter. It doesn't have nothing to do with security. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Kol shenichnas lav ein Omer lo mat mevakesh petura. If anybody could walk in and nobody would say, "Who are you?" So then that's not private enough. Right? Anybody could walk in. That means there are a lot of people there. And oh, I guess I don't know you. Hi, welcome. But if somebody would say, "What are you doing here?" I know who lives here. I know who's supposed to be here, and you're not one of them. So then that would be enough. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Shtei chatzero zu lefnim mizu. If you have two chatzers, one going through into the other one, hapnim is chayev as achitzah debetura. Right, the inner one is chayev, that's more private, and the outer one, which is the inner one uses to go through, that is going to be pater, because since there's what's called, the Bar Folda here quotes it, we have this an Erevin concept, drisas regel aleha, since it has walking rights through this field, how could you call that a chatzer? Maybe you could call that an alleyway, a traveling, right? You can't call that a chatzer, because a chatzer is destinational, and you go to, and you don't just walk through. Good. There is a vart, it's not dafka about chatzer, but it has to do with the walking through. My nice thought. Yaakov Avinu wakes up from his dream, and he says, "Ein zeh ki im beis elokim v'zeh shar ha-shamayim." This makom ha-mikdash is the beis elokim, it's the house of Hashem, and shar ha-shamayim, it's the gateway to heaven. It's the answer of Aaron Lichtenstein. Bayis and shar are two different concepts. A bayis is a place you go to. A shar is a place you go through, right? You walk through a gate. And a bayis is a place you go to, right? So bayis and shar. So how could the Beis HaMikdash be both, bayis and shar? I'm reminded of this because here, the outer chatzer, you're walking through. So it's kind of more like a shar, right? It's not a place to go. It's not like a bayis. It's exactly what our halachic context is. It's only if it's enough like a bias, so then it could be kovela maestros. But here, you're walking through it, so it's like a shar. So how can the base of this be both be a base of Kim and a shar shemayim? So Rav Lichtenstein explained, because it had to be both. On the one hand, the base of English was a bias, it was a place to go to, it was a goal, it was a destination, it was a yad. But on the other hand, if you just went to the base of English and you got there and you didn't take it with you, and you didn't take the experience back with you after you went through it, then you lost the message. It also has to be a shar. The Beis HaMikdash had to be a bias to go to and a shar to go through the experience of being in the Beis HaMikdash and then take it with you for the next experience in life. I don't know if he extended it, but I'll extend it. And really every event on the Jewish calendar or in Judaism has to be both a bias and a shar. Right? Every Shabbos is a bias. It's a goal. We go to Shabbos. We count that. We prepare for Shabbos, and that's the destination. But it also has to be a shar. Also, it has to be something that we go through in order to take with us to after every tefillah, right? Every experience that we have in Yados has to be both a bias and a shar, because they're very different who they are. So here, the chatzer in our Mishnah, the chatzer is acting like a shar, the outer one, and therefore that one is still pater, but the inner one is chayeves because that one is private enough. Next, hagagos peturin, the roofs. We learned today the roof was they used that as a backyard in the days of old. The roofs hagagos peturin, avo bishen shein shal chatzar chayeves. Even though Let's say the roof is surrounded by a chatzer that's private enough. If the chatzer is private enough and the roof is, doesn't matter. The roof can be its own thing. The roof can be its own area. Even though the chatzer is chayeves, the roof on top is could be still, could be petura. Look at the Mara Folda. I'm sorry, the Rav Chaim Gadievsky. Hagag was peturin. Shelo amr ela b'chatzer shi kovas. Afal pishin shel chatzer chayeves. V'yavli shagag omid b'chatzer chayeves v'hagag pater. Right, so does this mean, but how do you get to the gag? How do you get to the roof? So, did you go through the chatzer? So, we spoke about that earlier in this parak. If you go, if you have in mind to take it to the roof, but you're going through a chatzer, right, is that koveya if you're just a temporary passing through? Remember, he's going through Shabbos. That was Machlokas, Reuchon HaBish Lakash. Going through a chatzer. So we said, if you're taking it up there to the roof to dry, then the chatzer is not koveya. What if you're taking it up to the roof to eat? That was a Machlokas, I think, if I remember. So, Avo Bishich Shal Chatzer Chayeves, but still, roofs aren't included. Only a chatzer, not a roof is not private enough. Beishar Vachsadra Umir Peses, Hara'iluk a chatzer. But if you have any of these other appendages to the chatzer, then they are chayev, because they're just considered batel and an appendage to the chatzer. If you have a guard booth, a beishar, like a guard booth at the edge of the chatzer, v'yachsadro merpesa, some other type of I think the fancy word is portico, you have like this roofed area between the house and the chatzer, has a roof, it's surrounded by a wall only on one side or on three sides, any of those are considered extensions of the chatzer. And therefore, whatever the chatzer is, that is what these extra things are going to be. Vim chayev es chayavin, vim petura peturin. If they're chayev, then these are going to be extensions of that, and if not, not. So again, different than the roof. The roof is considered something separate. Hatsrifin, Gemar Sukkah. Hatsrifin, Srifin is like what we call a teepee, right? The Marafulda, Ein Lagag. Ela hakiros lamala nogo zuba zuba hochin umisrachvim lamata. Like a teepee. So that type of like non, it's not such a kavua bias, not so significant. Vaha burgenin. Burgenin are little huts that are set up in the fields where people are going to be there for the harvest season. So they set up these huts that are there for a couple of weeks out in the harvest season. Or vaha liktios, some other type of temporary huts, petur, and all of these are not significant or private enough to be able to be koveya lemaisris. Let's read one more line, and we'll get back. Sukkas ginosar, again, the huts that are made ginosar. Ginosar is kinaret. The kinaret, like we talk about the peros ginosar elsewhere. So the marafolda. V'umakom ba'aretz ha-galil, a place in the galil, she-perosav merubin v'tovin. Delicious fruit! Gemara talks about Rabbi Yochanan loved those fruit. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Tveria, loved those fruit. At the beginning of towards the end of the sixth parak in Brachas. Mem Dalid, Mem Gimel. V'yoshvav Osa Osim Sukkos V'darim Sham Kol Zman HaPeiros. And people used to sit in those huts in order to enjoy the fruits. Avo b'shiyesh ba rechayev etarnagolam peturim. These sukkos ginosar, even if you brought in some serious utensils, which kind of shows like you're really living there, like a grinder or a tarnagolin, some chickens, right? Peturim is pater. That doesn't make it kfias. These houses are inherently not kavua. Not kavua. Stop there for a minute. There's a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah talks about on Dav Gimel Amid Beis. Gemara Tzuka talks about Dav Gimel and Beis. It talks about Burgenin. It has this same word, Burgenin. There's talking about Shitas Rebbe, who says that Sukkah has to be a Diras Keva. So the Gemara there says, and the Rebbe Shita, that if you have a Dira that is less than 4x4, so it says where you can't put a Ein Osen Oso Ibur Bin Shtei Ayaros. Right, sometimes if you want to connect two cities so that they're all in the same tchum, as long as you have a house in the middle, then the tchum doesn't start until after. Right, they're all connected. What if you have a little hut in the middle? So the Gemara says, "Afilu kiburgenin lo mashvinan le." Right, if you have a little dinky hut, it's not even like a burgenin. It's not like a burgenin. Why? It's worse than a burgenin. What's burgenin? My taima, burgenin chazul milsayu. At least burgenin is roi for. It's made for a purpose. It's made for a purpose. And therefore, even though it's a low-level hut, but it's made for a purpose, therefore it has some type of significance, and that would be good enough to connect two cities. But this other thing that they're talking about would not be. So what is that That is the comment of the Bergadins. I just want to read this one line, if I could find it, from the Rishash. The Rishash has a line there about it's not worse than the Bergadin. Chazil Mosayu Mizen Nirali De Beishar HaPasuach Labayis De Chai B'Mezuzah. If you have a tiny little room that's connected to a house, we might call it
a closet.
Afilu Ein Bo Dalet Al Dalet De Lamil Se Chazi.
Right, even if you have a tiny little space, but if it's roi and it serves a purpose, what's the Gemara talking about? If you have a tiny little house, that's not right to be a house if you have a tiny little house. But if you have a, whatever, have a room that's supposed to be tiny and that's how you serve its purpose, then it's like Bergadin.
And he says, V'chein matzasi b'pischei tshuva b'shem ches mem dalid.
Who's the ches mem dalid? Chamudei Daniel.
What's he referring to? So you gotta look it up. Got to look up the Chamud Daniel. That's the case. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Mezuzah. Hilchos Mezuzah. The Shulchan Aruch says, Reish Peivav Yud Gimel. Bayishin Bo Dalet Amos Al Dalet Amos. If you have a house that's less than 4x4 Amos, putter.
Machlokas Rishonim, whether if you could square it. What if it's 2x8? Do you need 4x4? Or could you have that area, but in a different way? The same area squared, 16 amos. 4x5, v'mishpo, k'dil rabeya, 4 amos, 4 amos, b'shoveh, avi she'erko, yeser al rachbo, o agol, chayev. Fine, but it says less than dalet al dalet is going to be putter. So what if you have, I don't know, sometimes you first get married, you have this tiny little kitchen. So the kitchen doesn't need a mezuzah. The kitchen's an ikker part of the house. Sometimes you have small rooms. Those small rooms are not chayev and mezuzah. Forget the... Okay, it's going to be chayev mitzad. It's a doorway. Is it a doorway? Is it going to be chayev mezuzah? Maybe it's going to be chayev because it's mishamish. It's a doorway to the main room, the room that it is dalet al dalet. Big nafkamina. Which side do you put it on? But if you look in the Pischei Tshuva here, kaza v'sefer chamudei Daniel nira dafka beis dira tzarach dafka shei dalet amos dalet amos. Only a beis dira. The Shulchan Aruch says if your house is less than 4x4, that's not a house. Avo beishar umir peses vagina afilu lespu dalet al dalet chayavin. No, but other plagues that are meant to be smaller and they serve their purpose being smaller, that's good enough. That's fine, and that's what the Rishash says in Sukkot Daf Gimel. Ah, the Bergadin chazi lemosayu, and therefore that is a raya to the Chamudei Daniel. The big nafkamina is, and the Achronim wonder about this. If you have a room that is small, but it serves a purpose. So you could put a mezuzah. Which side? Which door? Which side of the door do you put the mezuzah on? If it's because that room is significant itself, so you might go on the way into the room because that's derech knisa. If it's because it's just servicing the bigger room, then you put it on the right side on the way out, the way into the big room. So that's a big important discussion. But that's Bergadin. Bergadin comes up there. Okay, we continue. Sukkos Hayotzrim. Sukkos Hayotzrim. Again, what does that mean? They were ragel people. People who were artisans used to make two sukkahs, one inside within another one. The inner one was where they kept their private stuff, and the outer one is where they did their work. So sukkahs are yotzer, like we said before. Ha'panim is chayev, eshvachisona petura, similar to what we had earlier. The Ras Tzirlio wonders, isn't it says the outer one is going to be putter, but isn't the outer one like a base shar to the inner one? And we said before the base shar is going to be chayev. So he says, a base shar can only be a base shar for a significant room. If the whole inner room itself is not so significant, so you can't have a base shar to that. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol she'ena ru'uya, kol she'ena diras achana, diras hakasham, and petura. It's got to be an all-season structure, says Rabbi Yossi. If it's only roi for one season, it's not mechayev in this case. Sukkos chag b'chag, what about a sukkah on sukkos? What about if you bring your food into a sukkah on sukkos? So then it's halachically, it has significance. Rabbi Yehuda Machayev, Rabbi Chama Potrim. Machlokas Tanoim. What is Rabbi Yehuda Machayev? Remember, Lishitasa, Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukkah has to be Diras Keva. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says Sukkah has to be Diras Keva, so Lishitasa. Right then, it's Kovei Alamaisris. The Chachamim, we paskin Diras Arai, and therefore a Sukkah, even on Sukkahs, is not going to be Kovei Alamaisris. It's a Diras Arai. Maybe we'll start with something about that next time. Eze, he's Chatzer. So now let's get back to the Mishnah. Tani Rabbi Shmuel Kasha Shomer Yoshev Al Pischa Umeshamer. What is a Chatzer Tzuri, like that first opinion? It means where there's a Shomer sitting there. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Mishem Rabbi Yonasan Kulan Min Abayis Lamdu. All of these opinions are basically asking, in what way can a Chatzer be like a house? Bayis Tovel Dvar Torah. A house is Koveya Lamaisris and creates Tevel Dvar Torah. Amar Bi Artia Kodesh Min Abayis. right? Biarti HaKodesh, I got everything out of the house. So the house is Kovei Midaraisa. And the question is, how is Chatzer Midrabanan going to be parallel? Shimon Kumi Rabbi Yochanan Amarlon. Shimon, in front of Rabbi Yochanan, said to all of us, Halacha Kedivrei Kulon LaHachmir. The halacha is lochomer by any of these. Meaning, if any of these are true, any of these shitas say it's kovei, it's enough to be kovei, and so it's lochomra. We pattern like all of them lochomra. And I ask the Gemara, v'lama lo amrin le'mishmei. Shimon said this to us in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan was quiet. So what's the kasha? Right? So the most mafarshim say, if he was going to quote this, if the Gemara wanted to quote this that Rabbi Yochanan agreed, why didn't they just say Rabbi Yochanan said? Why do you have to say that he said it in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan was quiet? Why didn't you say Rabbi Yochanan holds? If that's the most significant. Or the Mara Folda explains, what, this Shimon wasn't a chashiv enough to say it himself? What do we have to know? Like, oh, he said it in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Right, why didn't we just say Rabbi Shimon? Okay, either way, what the question is. Answer, the lesson, milse, the Rabbi Yochanan, plea gal milse. Because if it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, we would have a stira. Because we're about to have a stira within Rabbi Yochanan if he's the really one that says, halacha kedivrei kulon lahachmir. That's why we didn't want to say that, because then we would have a stira. What's the stira? So that's what the Gemara is going to lay out in the coming lines. Beis Hashem, we'll have to start with that next time. Maybe if there's time at the beginning of the year, next time we'll talk about sukkah a little bit, diras harai, diras keva, what is brought up here, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan.